My name is Shan, and I'm the best. Everybody think they want these breasts, but you really don't. You don't. You don't. You don't.
Yeah, I think I'm good on the long distance shit. I don't know. Like, you, at a certain point in your life, that does make sense because you're very busy and your life is kind of like sporadic, right? And then you get to a point where you're just like, I don't want to plan to see anybody. I just want to say, hey, can you come X, Y, and Z? No. Hold on. Back to what I was saying. I'm making rice to go in my oxtail. Yeah, I'm just at a point where I want the ease of a person, not the hassle of a person. And I feel like planning to go see people, planning to go do this, having a certain time when this person is supposed to pop up, it's slightly annoying for me. And my thing is, I want to hang out. And when I want to hang out tonight, I don't want to have to plan that I have to hang out in months or weeks. And then shit pops up and then that does not happen. If I want to go to the grocery store with somebody I'm with, I want to go to the grocery store when you get off of work, when I get off of work. And I just want me and you to go. If I want to feel your body today, I want to feel your body today. Not tomorrow. Not in 3 months. Not when you can see if you could get time off. If I want to wake up to you one day this week, I want that to be a possibility. All right? If I need pipe today, I want it today, not tomorrow. If I need a hug from you today, I want it today, not tomorrow. I got house shit that I have to do. And if you don't have any time, or if you do have time and you want to see me, come here and we can do this house shit together. Vice versa. I want to cook and I would like to cook for you. But I don't want to have to plan to cook for you in 4 months. I would like to cook for you tonight. Come by later. Okay? I want late night rides through the city. Passenger style. You drive. With you. With good music. Just on some chill shit. 45 minutes or less. Or you are disqualified. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have today needs. I have tomorrow needs. I'll even do you a favor and be like, okay, you don't work late on Friday. Friday is empty after work, just for you, just for us. I want to be in your life for real, not at a distance that's months out. Is that too much to ask? No, that's not too much to ask. But a lot of people think it is, which I find to be very ridiculous. The other thing is, I don't want to be your revelation that you can have peace. If I'm already peaceful and I already have peace in my life, adding you to it should just bring more peace. You know, if your life is chaotic and my life is not, I don't want you looking at me like, you know what? I need her in my life so she can make my life not chaotic. No, you need to know how to manage your shit. If I don't bring chaotic shit to you, don't bring chaotic shit to me. All right? If you are sick, vice versa, we can be there for each other. You know what I'm saying? I can't take care of you long distance other than sending you an Amazon package, which I have in the past in relationships, but it's not as good as like, let me come over, cook for you, give you what you need and put some titties in your face. It's not the same thing. It's not the same remedy, right? I have a real life. I have kids. I have needs. I have goals. Shit gotta make sense. And I want you to be your complete self first. And if you cannot be your complete self around me, I don't do phony. And if you try to do phony, I'm going to see through it. And I'm gonna be good off of it. We don't even have to discuss it. Because if I see it, if I feel it, I know you see it. I want balance in my life. in my experience, a lot of men say that they're ready for certain things and say that they want certain things, but they are not ready for the things that they think they're ready for. And they cannot pour into a woman that will give those things. And they cannot be consistent about that woman. Or they're not choosing to be consistent and they're wondering if they could get away with it. And I feel like a lot of times some men are out here looking for a fool. And if you wanted a fool about you, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go down to those women in their 20s that don't have the experience of wasted time, wasted people, effort wasted. I've already been through it. Okay, I'm not looking for a fool for me, and I cannot be a fool for you. I have to be selective. I have to be extra patient because I pray for my people. I pray for their well-being, and I want them to be great in life. And you can't be with me and be undeserving and selfish. It's not going to work. I like quality. I like time, I like intentionality, and I like people with good integrity. Today, when you say you want peace and happiness in a balanced way, when people hear you want perfection, no, I'm not looking for perfection. But I'm not looking for a chaos. I'm not looking for a life that's not organized. I'm not looking for someone that wants somebody to come in and fix the mess they created and continue to create. Life is not 100% terrible most of the time. Relationships are not 100% terrible most of the time, but a lot of people lack discernment, a value of honesty, integrity, and the willingness to be a partner while demanding needs to be met by another person. And that don't make no sense. And this is why I will always be a leaver if need be. Because I'm not staying in it. I'm not. And this is my thing too. The reality is, why do you want to talk to somebody that couldn't talk you through it? Okay, listen. Why do you want to talk to someone that could not talk you through it? And when I say talk you through, I'm talking about talk you through your bad day. Talk you through you grieving, losing a parent, because that's coming. Talk you through your child being problematic and you struggling in parenting. Why would you want to talk to a man or a woman who would not understand real life pressures, real life losses, and real life frustration? Do I want to be around you when life is hard? Do you have a supportive trait or attribute about you? Does your presence feel comforting? Do you relieve my frustrations or do you create them? Like, this is the shit that I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about, why am I dating? Why am I in a relationship with the person? Because I'm a realist. That makes sense. Relationships are not about just movies and laughing and good sex and all the holidays and going out to eat and dressing up. And there's more real life shit that comes with relationship than there is fun. And if you're not the person that can get me through those days by my side, what am I doing? What are you doing? Why am I wasting your space? I don't want to waste anybody's space or time. I will always pick being a leaver out of a relationship than being a cheater or a user. I'm never going to sit in a relationship just because I want somebody. I'm never going to sit in a relationship just because a man is paying for this and doing that. I'm never going to stay in a relationship for sex. I'm never going to stay in a relationship for the look of it. A lot of people do. A lot of people are. I'm not. I'm very peaceful by myself. I know what's going to make me happy by myself. I don't need to be in a relationship. I would like to be in a relationship. But if that relationship is draining me and not lifting me up, if that relationship is not healthy for me, or that relationship is not healthy for the other person, I can see that they are not happy, then I'm going to have a conversation and address it and do what needs to be done. I wish more people would respect people who honestly just back out of the shit. Okay? Let them know, hey, X, Y, and Z, you know, no hard feelings, I don't hate you, but no. But a lot of people don't do that. And I'm not the type of person where I need us to have a back and forth. I'm not going to come pop up on you and demand that. I don't care. I don't care. Because the last thing I want to do is being something that somebody is not appreciating. I know what I'll do in a relationship. I know how giving I am. I know how understanding I can be. And I'll be honest, a lot of times through experiences, it makes you not want to be as understanding with people. But sometimes you find that you are with a person who does not deserve your understanding. It does not mean never be understanding with people again. It just means this person is not deserving of who you are. And I feel like I've been in relationships where people are not at a point where they value what I am willing to do, who I am willing to be in those relationships. And I'm not going to look up and say I gave 5 years to a person and they never appreciated me. I'm not going to look up and say I gave 10 years to a person and they never did this and they treated me like that and I know I deserve this, but I was just hoping and praying. And no. It's not enough hope in the world. It's not enough praying in the world for me to be a fool for nobody. Not a job, not a person, not a relative, not a child. At a certain point, you have to know your limits with people.
Psst. I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypodden spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
And so after I address things in relationships, and then I see that you're not changing anything, or you're not doing better, and you don't have the willingness, you either willing to do it or you're not with me. And I'm completely okay with the not with me part. I don't need no explanations. I don't need no apologies. You know what I'm saying? And once people get to that point, it'll be very easy for you to reverse up out of that. All right. So long distance shit, I was able to do that in the past because I was willing to and I enjoyed that space apart. But I know I'm at a point where you got to be 45 minutes or less away from me. And if that's not the case, it's not going to work. I don't even want to invest the time or conversation in it. Because I'm past what sounds good. What sounds good is not going to keep me. What could possibly happen is not going to keep me. And I need for men to stop dwindling this idea of marriage in women's faces to keep their attention. Please, just be a better person. You don't have to dwindle that. It's not necessary, okay? So if you're good with long-distance relationships, cool. That was a time for me, okay? I want to say I've had 1, 2, 3 long-distance relationships out of the 7. And I'm good. No more. I can't. I can't do it.